Welcome to this continuing series of podcasts from Morgan Reeves on marketing.
Today's podcast is on network access as a question of privilege. Security used to be just about locking the doors or latches and throwing the key away, but no longer. A gray area has emerged which has more to do with the content you are accessing to than whether the user is a friend or foe. Controlling web access is fast becoming an important component of the success of any security strategy. There are good margins of opportunity for systems integrators that can help businesses develop and enforce corporate internet policies. Employees, partners, vendors, and contractors all need access to an organization's information, and not all of them are chained to the corporate desk. Many need remote admission. Networking environments are fast becoming more open, and enterprise applications are shifting to the web, and businesses are becoming more open architecture. With almost daily news of hackers penetrating large corporation systems, enterprises must recognize the connection between workflow, self-service management, and authorization and authentication. Authorization and access control products help a business understand who is using its resources and who its customers are. Identification and authorization procedures enable partners and suppliers to participate in electronic collaboration and help companies target customers more efficiently. Access control lists, ACLs, are the dominant method of securing use of the internet. Administrators can set common rules such as blocking all employees from entering a particular site or application, or also enforce internet policies for specific users or profile groups. They are easy to configure and quick to deploy. Some newer web traffic managers can support thousands of ACLs without affecting the server's performance. Controlling access is not productive unless you have a way to record what's happening. If you log the audit trail, you can prove beyond a reasonable doubt that misconduct has occurred. Captured traffic is audited, logged, and identified, and can be played back in court. Enterprises can also enforce electronic surveillance policies to protect intellectual property and reduce corporate liability. Who are you, and whether or not you are allowed to specific areas of access, is going to be one of the most important technology questions in the near future. The challenge will be to create secure inclusion.
Good marketing vision is important to any organization or company, but putting that vision into a step-by-step workable plan is another challenge. Morgan Reeves has successfully created and implemented marketing strategies for companies for over 15 years. If you'd like to learn more about these important steps or any other issues that we've covered on today's show, log on to www.morganreeves.com. That's morganreeves.com. Or call 1-408-394-7337. Thanks for listening.